Call the Special Committee on Fisheries to order at 5:04 on the 11th of March. Present are Representative Elton, Representative Davis, and Representative Osterman. We do have a quorum. We have two items before us tonight.
Got the top sheet.
We've got House Bill 390 and House Bill 538. We will start with House Bill 390. Which is a bill by Representative Elton. At the last meeting, when we took this up, we had some amendments that were before us, and I have to refresh my memory. I think we did pass those amendments.
Right.
And we now also have passed out to everybody as a working draft of that amendment. Or the bill with those amendments, I believe, in it. Double check. Yes, the amendments from the last meeting are in there. And it's working draft F. I think that it would be appropriate to adopt F and for as working document.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Davis.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt work draft /F dated 3/7/96 of CS for House Bill 390 Fish.
Any objections? Seeing no objections, we have now before us work draft F. I think that Representative Davis, is this a another amendment that you wish to make today?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This was what we discussed at the last meeting, where we were requesting that. Let's see, I think it's on page 2, line 27. We're at the end of the section. We want the commissioner shall have the authority to adopt regulations necessary to implement this section. My staff isn't here.
As a point of clarification for me, is would this be like F of that section?
Yes, it would, Mr. Chairman.
I'll entertain a motion to amend CS for House Bill 390 version work draft F on page 2, line 27, by adding a new section F.
Would be a subparagraph F, Mr. Chairman.
Subparagraph F. I've entertained the motion.
Mr. Chairman,
definitely.
I move the amendment to add subparagraph F as outlined in the written amendment.
Any objections? Okay, subparagraph F then is approved in work draft F. For the record, the Representative Moses is here. Okay, we have before us then work draft F as amended. Any discussion? Representative Elton.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to note that in the package there should be a new fiscal note from the Department of Fish and Game dated 3/11/96. That new fiscal note is a tweak of the old fiscal note using the new assumptions in the committee substitute. The essential new assumption that makes that fiscal note is the $50 fee for the second tag rather than the $100. And I think what the department has already done too is refine some of the other assumptions that were in the fiscal note. But the fiscal note is not dramatically different than the old fiscal note. But for the purposes of the bill packet, I guess I would move the new fiscal note from the Department of Fish and Game dated 3/11/96.
Any objections to the new fiscal note dated 3/11/96? Hearing none, that fiscal note is part of the record. For some sake of discussion, I'd like to discuss a little bit more the fees associated with this bill. My initial reaction to this bill was, in concept, I liked the bill, but I didn't like the what I consider to be the high fees. I still consider them to be high fees. And I guess by the amendment we made last week, taking the second fish to $50, answered part of my concerns. But I guess when you have a day fishery, a person fishing just during the day, that the amendment would solve the problems. The problem that I'm having is with the $200, $300, and $400 fees that we're talking about, particularly with lodge operations where people go fishing for a full week at a time or a week and a half, that that should they want to take, you know, fish during the day, then during those days that the cost is going to be fairly prohibitive. And before we vote on moving this thing out, I think I'd like to have a little more discussion either that or I'll make an amendment one or the other. Representative Davis.
Yep, Mr. Chairman, I think every one of us will agree that section will probably have a lot of additional debate further down the line should the bill leave committee. I think that was discussed in our subcommittee that we had. And I may not disagree. The more you discuss the situation and possible options for visitors as they visit the state, everyone is probably, there are a lot of different scenarios. People coming up to one area, fishing for a couple of days and leaving. People coming up to an area, moving on to another area, moving up to three, four, or five different areas of the state. So there are a lot of different scenarios, and I suppose there's probably a majority view of what most of the visitors do. So, you know, there probably won't be a major loss of revenue if it is lowered, because there's probably not a lot of the people do travel from one spot to another. So I'd certainly don't, and I don't think any of us have any real solid understanding of exactly how those fees will be received and to what degree they'll be received. It could certainly take a lot more discussion at every stage of the process.
I guess I view it, again, with the lodge operations particularly, that that a person's more liable to take three or four fish if he's really interested in taking fish at $50 a piece, for example, than he is to even come up here if he knows he has to spend $1,000 just for the fish he's going to catch as he permits, or that he wants to catch. Representative Elton.
Mr. Chair, I mean, I understand and I sympathize with your point of view, and I think that it's very difficult to put to assign a fee. And I think that we heard from the Department of Fish and Game, for example, that if they had 10 people sit down and talk about it, they'd come up with 10 different fee structures, some higher and some lower. I guess the one comment that I would like to make, and I understand, and I think it's an important concern and consideration of what happens to lodge owners, because clearly I think you're right that the impact on that sport commercial sector probably is going to be much more dramatic on the lodge owner than it will be on the day charter fleet, especially with the new $50 rate for the second tag. But I think the other side of that coin, and to expand the debate just a little bit, is that if we don't do something to reduce pressure, that we may end up in a situation in which if we don't reduce pressure on the resource through an economic disincentive, that the most likely way to deal with the pressure on the resource is probably through time and area closures, perhaps through time and area closures combined with gear restrictions, maybe no downriggers. And I guess to get more quickly to the point anyway, is that if we deal with the problem of lodges, and I think we're probably talking mostly Southeast Alaska now, we deal with the problem with lodges by saying, okay, we're going to deal with the pressure situation with the time and area closure. I think that's destructive to the lodge business, because most of the lodge visits are pre-sold months ahead of time. And if you're working in an atmosphere of time and area closures, it's going to be very difficult for a lodge, if we really do go to the time and area closure alternative, it's going to be very difficult for a lodge to sell a trip in May, June, or July, because the lodge will not be able to guarantee to the client or to the non-resident or to the visitor whether or not they'll have an opportunity to even fish during that period of time, because you don't implement time and area closures. I mean, those are in-season management tools. They're not something that are set out several months in advance. So under the provisions of this bill, it may be difficult for a lodge owner to say, okay, we're going to charge you $3,000 for your four-day experience, but on top of that, you're going to have to pay $50 for the second fish, $200 for the third fish. I mean, that may be onerous. That may be difficult for the lodge owner. But certainly, that's not as difficult for the lodge owner as selling a $3,000 trip for a four-day stay and then not be able to guarantee that there will be an opening when that visitor arrives. I think that the second argument that I would make to your concern, and I'm not trying to diminish the concern, because I think it is a concern, and I think everybody has maybe struggled with it, is that in some ways also, I mean, the lodge visitor that comes up for 4 days catches the bag limit of 2 a day, that's 8 fish. I mean, you better hope that visitor arrives in May. Because if every visitor does take 8 fish, I can tell you the Southeast lodges may not have an opportunity to fish in June, July, and August. Because as onerous and as odious as we may think the Pacific Salmon Treaty stipulations are, they're there. And I'd like to think that logic and reason will mean that we can catch more than 40,000 next year. But I think that the most likely scenario is 30,000. And so if nothing else, this may protect lodge owners in that second scenario also, that you don't reach a $30,000 cap nearly as quickly, so you can extend your season for the king salmon angler visitor. But again, I don't mean to diminish your concern, because I think it's a valid concern. I think it's a concern that I think the subcommittee discussed that. I think we're engaged in a discussion of the full committee. I think some of the public testimony addressed that. I'm very sure that if this bill progresses, that's going to be a major discussion there. I don't know what the perfect answer is on fees, though.
Well, I totally understand what you're saying. And again, my concern is around the lodge owners, that there's somewhat of a disparity between the charter boat operators that are doing day trips, where people are particularly climbing off the cruise ships, such as cruise ships, that those people can go out and get 2 for $50, yet the person is spending to Alaska, to the lodges, you know, up to $2,500, $3,000 to go up here to do a sport fishing trip, that we're going to also penalize them on top of that if they want to spend a week fishing here, that we're going to jack the price to them even more. And again, I don't want to start throwing stones or anything, but I mean, you get the people coming off of the cruise ships that have spent their money with the New York firm and come up here and pop out and catch a couple of fish for $50. And the guy comes up here and spends $3,000 with the local lodge owner is penalized on top of that. So that's not my intent to not move this out of committee, but I just wanted to have a good discussion about it. So what's the next committee? I notice I looked here, but I don't see what the next committee is.
Resources and then finance, Mr. Chair.
All resources. Well, seeing as I sit on resources, I might have the same argument then.
Judiciary? Not resources? No, I think it's resources.
I think we discussed that last time too.
But it is judiciary?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Chair, I don't really understand the judiciary. Double check that. Can you get all? Thanks.
Might have something to do with bill it is.
I've already warned Representative Williams that it was coming to his committee. I think I was initial warrant Representative Ford.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Davis.
Who here is familiar enough with the process to suggest that maybe the speaker could give an additional referral? What's the, does anyone know the process? Or maybe even change judiciary to we could point out her error.
The request would have to come from one of the co-chairmen of the resources.
You could point out.
Request has to come from one of the co-chair of resources if they wish it there.
Okay, right.
And I guess we could suggest that. Well, what's the wishes of the body?
Mr. Chairman.
Sam Davis.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we move the CS for House Bill 390 out with the attached fiscal notes and the amendment that's been made, and also with the letter or attempts to have the referrals amended.
There's a motion on the floor. Is any objection?
Just a comment, Mr. Chair. I mean, I feel very comfortable with the motion as it was made. I mean, I think that it's much more appropriate that this go to resources.
Hearing no objection, 390 does move out of this group committee with individual recommendations. Okay, the next bill before us is House Bill 538, which is an act establishing a moratorium for vessels participating in the Bering Sea Korean aircraft fisheries. This is a bill that I had introduced through the Community and Regional Affairs at the request of some fishermen and group in Kodiak. We've had one hearing on the bill. I don't believe we have any amendments or anything before us. This bill does only have one more committee of referral, which is the next committee that it goes to is rules. This committee is the only committee of referrals that it has. Is there any more discussion on this bill? Representative Elton.
Well, if no more discussion, Mr. Chair, I'd move that House Bill 538 move from the committee with individual recommendations. And is there a fiscal note? I don't think there's a fiscal note. So move that House Bill 538 move from committee with individual recommendations.
Yeah, there's a CFPC fiscal note.
And the attached fiscal note.
Any objections?
At a CS one, as amended.
Is one second here while I look this up. I don't see a CS in front of me.
Probably as amended.
It was amended. We just added directed.
The directed.
And it hasn't been written. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'll object just for discussion. There was no, these are the two bills, and there wasn't any, was there, or do you want to hear any more testimony if there's any more available, or isn't there any more?
We don't have any, we didn't plan on any more testimony. We planned on just coming back to the committee for discussion,
okay.
Because it, and we didn't move it last time because it had only, this committee has probably want everybody to sleep on it a little bit and bring it back. For everybody's benefit, the motion is to move CS, or House Bill 538 as amended with with accompanying physical notes and individual recommendations. Any further discussion?
Just a question. I'm assuming this is the arcane part of legislating it, but since there are 2-0 fiscal notes, but since there is at least 1-0 fiscal note, does this pick up, even though it's a 0 fiscal note, does this pick up a Finance Committee referral?
Not unless we request it.
So a 0 fiscal note does not automatically then dump it into the hopper for Finance.
Okay. As a matter of fact, it goes to rules from this committee.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'll withdraw my objection.
Okay. Any other objections to moving this bill? Hearing none, 538 moves out of committee. That's all we have for tonight's meeting. Again, 5 o'clock Wednesday will be our next meeting. Meeting adjourned at 5:25.